Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 15th of April, 2024. I'm John Little. Yes, it is tax day. Morning clouds and sprinkles, peaks of afternoon sun as well. Windy and warm with a high in the low 80s. Winds coming out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Thanks so much for being here. And today is tax day, April 15th. Here's KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Well, today's the day we all send our pound of flesh to the IRS, if we haven't already. Now, of course, the clock is ticking, less than 18 hours and counting now, especially if you go old school and file your tax return on paper. But if you've waited this long, a better option might be e-filing, which is, in fact, what most of us do these days anyway. CBS Money expert Jill Schlesinger tells 1080 KRLD News the IRS is making it easier and cheaper these days.
If you have an adjusted gross income of $79,000 or less, you can use something called IRS Free File. This allows you to file your federal taxes at no extra cost, and you can use electronic fillable forms, or you may be able to use an IRS partnership with a private tax prep service.
Now, no matter which way you go, the deadline is the same, midnight tonight. The area's two main post offices in Dallas on I-30 and in Fort Worth on Mark 4 Parkway, they keep their lobbies open till midnight. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Dallas, a family is demanding answers after a 21-year-old woman was gunned down at a street party early yesterday. KRLD's Scott Gordon has the latest.
It happened about 1:30 a.m. Sunday in the 4500 block of Collins in southeast Dallas. 21-year-old Coriesha Bradford was killed, eight others wounded. Police were called to the same location a few hours earlier for a large party in the street. Police Chief Eddie Garcia wants to know if officers could or should have done anything different on the earlier call that could have prevented the shooting that ended up happening. Garcia says he has a lot of questions, so he called for an internal review. No word on what led to the shooting. In the 24-hour news center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Testimony in the death penalty capital murder trial of a Burleson man begins this morning. KRLD's LP Phillips says the crime spree left one woman dead and a police officer wounded.
The violence in Johnson County on April 14, 2021 started early. A Burleson police officer had pulled over a car for a traffic issue. Jerry Don Elders was in the back seat.
He tapped on the window to get them to roll the window down, at which time Elders immediately raised a handgun and proceeded to fire multiple shots at our officer.
Burleson Police Chief Billy Cordell said at the time that Elders fled. Later that morning, he carjacked and shot a woman to death, then went on a 100-mile high-speed chase that ended in Gainesville. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty if they can land a capital murder conviction. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Legendary Texas oil man Herbert Hunt has died. He died April 9th at 95. The oil wildcatter left a massive business and philanthropic footprint in Dallas and Texas as a whole. Hunt became one of the world's most prominent oil barons and investors throughout his seven-decade career, following his father's lead along with brothers Nelson Hunt and Lamar Hunt. Hunt is survived by his wife Nancy and five children. A service is planned for April 23rd at the Highland Park Presbyterian Church at 3 in the afternoon. ERCOT is expecting an increase in demand for electricity this week as temperatures rise across Texas into the upper 80s. So the group that manages the Texas electric grid is asking power plants to postpone any planned shutdowns for maintenance that were scheduled between Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. Operators are hoping the move will help reinforce the grid and avoid a power emergency. Every day this week, KRLD and Odyssey stations across the country are taking a deep dive into the state of the environment. Today, we're checking out EVs. generally good for the environment, but as KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, bad when it comes to resales.
If you recently purchased or leased a new electric vehicle, be prepared for the shock of a lifetime if, even out of sheer curiosity, you decide to look up its current value. That's because resale values of EVs are in the midst of a major tailspin. For instance, according to Kelley Blue Book, the trade-in value of a 2023 Kia EV6 in pristine condition with 8,000 miles is only half of its original MSRP. I asked Jerry Reynolds, the car pro, why EV values are in such a free fall. He tells me part of the blame falls on Tesla.
They took brand new cars that were unsold and they dropped the prices dramatically, which led to a kickoff of all the EV makers dropping prices.
And as the price of new EVs continue to fall, so will those of used EVs.
With overnight, a new one drops thousands and thousands of dollars, a used one will drop accordingly.
And in effect, that significantly lowers the EV's resale value. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thursday night at 7, we invite you to join KRLD for a special hour-long program, Odyssey's Conversations, the State of the Environment, on the Odyssey app, your smart speaker, your radio, or at KRLD.com. Scotty Scheffler wins at Augusta.
Dallas native Scotty Scheffler takes home the green jacket, finishing 11 under in the tournament. Scheffler spoke on his play throughout the weekend.
Around this place, I mean, distance is very important around this golf course. The fairways are fairly wide, and when the greens are this firm, you have to have short clubs going into these greens, especially with the little areas there are to where they put the pins.
A few other notable participants that finished atop the leaderboard were Max Homa, Tommy Fleetwood, and Colin Morikawa at 4 under. SMU alum Bryson DeChambeau at 2 under, and Augusta veteran Tiger Woods at plus 16. For Scheffler, this is his second Masters victory, his first back in 2022. Much to celebrate for the Schefflers as they expect their first child later this month. James Treadley, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
In NASCAR, Chase Elliott snapped a 42-race winless streak with a double overtime win in Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race in Fort Worth. Elliott wins the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. The Dallas Stars wrapped up a Central Division title over the weekend with a 3-1 win over the Kraken on Saturday. The Mavs lost big at the hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder to close out the regular season, but the Mavs rested a lot of their starters and get ready to start the postseason against the Clippers next weekend.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.